It's Celtics coverage on CLNSradio.com.
A bomb from Thomas.
Dial in right now and share your thoughts toll-free, 347-215-7771.
The Boston Celtics will take this game 105-99 over the Indiana Pacers, giving them their second consecutive win. Much needed, two games in a row. Celtics win. You're listening to the Celtics postgame show on CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. You can also find us on the terrestrial radio dials at ESPN New Hampshire Radio, 91250 AM up in the Granite State, and streaming live on TuneIn and ESPNNHradio.com. I'm Nick Gelso, joined tonight by Nick Sacento behind the glass, and my good buddy, our pregame show host, Jared Scally, up there in the ESPN New Hampshire studios. Jared, what's going on, buddy?
I am so mad that I have to sit here and praise Kelly Olynyk tonight. And it's really unfortunate. And I told you that it wasn't going to happen on the pregame show, and now I'm sitting here and I'm biting my words. We were texting during the game, and of course, every time Kelly Olynyk did something right, you told me. But no, look, it was a great game. I'm happy they won, and we'll pick it apart.
Yeah, man, we're going to break it all down in the next 60, maybe 90 minutes. We'll see how it goes. But the Celtics tonight, like I said, pull out their second consecutive victory. Six Celtics players in double digits. Marcus Smart is 1 point short of 10 points. The Celtics actually controlled the boards tonight. 47 rebounds to 40 on the Pacers. And yes, Paul George was absent from this game, but I'm not taking that as an excuse. The Boston Celtics missing Al Horford and Jay Crowder. Jared, I think it's a wash. This game's an even matchup.
Yeah, I think it is an even matchup because Paul George is so good, but you were missing two guys and two of your key guys. And we talked about it before the game and how crucial those two are to how this team's going to run the rest of the year. Looking at it, your boy, Kelly Olynyk, had a big game. Tyler Zeller had a good game off the bench. James Young had a really good game. He did some rebounding. He was
James
in there for
Young.
2 minutes. So, yeah, of all people to think about, I was calling his name right now as James Young. But overall, Nick, they had a great game.
Wait a minute, Jared, I think James Young might be trending on Twitter because so many Boston fans are finally saying, all right, he showed up. But you know what? It's the first time Brad Stevens really gave him some run, some serious time.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time he's played, it's been garbage time, end of the games, when they've been blowing out people or losing by a lot. Like, he finally got minutes in meaningful games, and I think you just saw kind of why the Celtics kept him over RJ Hunter, I think. That's what this team saw in him, and you saw it. He flashed to the hole. He even gave up a three tonight, Nick. He, like, passed up a pretty good look at a three to drive to the hole and got the basket. So
yep.
I think you're seeing some maturity in him. I think you're seeing some growth, and he did some rebounding as well. So a big reason why he won this game, I think, actually was James Young.
It's crazy to be saying that. I'd have to agree. James Young, a surprise tonight, a welcome surprise. 5 of 6 from the field, 12 points. Jared, you mentioned Kelly Olynyk. Of course, I'm going to stomp on that one a little bit. Much needed rebounding, six rebounds, 16 points, 6 of 13 from the field. The confidence is coming back. We saw a beautiful pass and pop out in the corner in the first half. He's, attempting 3-point shots, and he nailed 2 tonight. Very good. We're thrilled to have Kelly back. And then I'd be stupid to not bring up Marcus Smart. That's your boy. 9 points tonight, but really a lot of intangibles defensively.
Yeah, I think you noticed what he really does bring to the table. We talk about it forever. It's Marcus Smart brings the defense to the table and did a really good job covering whoever he was supposed to be on. Obviously, I think they switched it up, but he did get Montellus at times and did get certain other guys as well. And he did a really good job tonight. I do want to go back to Kelly Olynyk, though, because he had a really good game. Like you said, he had a couple threes, but and we were talking about this during the game, Nick, and it's one point that I think we should definitely touch on. It's how smart he was. You saw him and Avery Bradley playing back and forth, two-man game down there. I think it was the third quarter along the baseline, and ended up getting Kelly a wide-open look at a three because he was smart to realize if he just popped out, he was going to be wide open. And you're right. Kelly, Kelly Olynyk does know basketball, and that was a good example.
High basketball, yeah. High basketball IQ. You saw that play down the stretch. He forced the turnover. Avery Bradley got the steal. Passed it, I believe, to Marcus Smart. Touch pass to Isaiah Thomas. A picture-perfect play from transition defense all the way to fast-break offense. The Boston Celtics tonight. This, to me, Jared, felt better than even the blowout against the Knicks. Tonight, the Celtics, they showed some real guts. It was a close game. They went down early, didn't panic, pulled it together, went on a run before the half, come back out in the second half, protect the lead, and you see a Celtics team that looked confident tonight. I wouldn't say they had swagger. They didn't have swagger, but they looked confident tonight.
Yeah, you saw the grit back a little bit. You know, you saw that fight. You saw them push like they hadn't pushed before. And I agree with you in the sense of that Knicks game didn't mean as much as this one. The Knicks aren't really that good defensively, and we talked about it as well in the pregame show, Nick, that, you know, we haven't played that many great teams defensively, mm-hmm. and that's why the offense might have looked a little better than they might be at the moment. But look, they actually went really – they did really, really well with – kind of being able to stop the ball, play defense, and then push the tempo when they needed to on offense. And this win tonight against the Pacers team that I still think is really good and can be really good means a lot more, obviously, than a blowout Knicks team, because the Pacers are a good team, and this could be a team where you're going to face again, and you're going to be battling with these Pacers for a top spot in the East, hopefully down the line.
Celtics play well in Brad Stevens' system when they're moving the ball. 22 assists on 35 made shots tonight. As that compares to 17 assists from the Pacers. We talked in the pregame show, Jared, about Al Jefferson. Came in off the bench, 10 points. I thought the first two touches he had looked really good in the post, and I'm thinking, oh boy, here it comes. Who's going to guard him? Who's going to defend him? Then kind of big Al, kind of, you know, 5 for 9, respectable. But Jeff Teague was, at least from a scoring standpoint, he didn't shoot well, but he was the man with 20 points. We did talk about that prior to the game on ESPN New Hampshire pregame show. But I would have to say, even though he did not shoot well either, Isaiah Thomas, he made more happen. He got the best of that matchup because he got to the line 15 times and made 14 of 15. Isaiah Thomas plays well when he's getting to the free throw line.
Yeah, he does. And I heard it on the radio. Sean Grandy was talking about it, how he needed to make like 50 free throws in a row or something stupid like that to get to like back to 90% free throw percentage for the year. And he was currently like 85 of his last like 87 or something like that. And that shows you how hard this guy works. He shows you what he puts into the game. And tonight's a good case of it, Nick. He didn't have the hot hand, you know. He's not going to score 25, 30 points every night. But he came in, and yes, he drilled a three in the third, and actually I think it was the fourth quarter. But he did everything right until then. You know, he kept making the right plays. He kept making the passes, and then he hit some big shots down the stretch.
Sure did, and he's definitely the go-to guy down the stretch. 23 points, again, struggled from the field. But I like the fact that he's distributing the ball even when struggling shooting with 5 assists. Not Rondo numbers, but he gives you so much more than Rondo did. That's a dig at the guy behind the glass. You knew that was coming for Nick Cecento. also, we got to mention Terry Rozier, man. We had a sighting. He kind of has had a great preseason. He's shown flashes in this early season. Tonight, he looked great coming off the bench.
Yeah, he did. And you saw some confidence, Nick. And I wrote about him for ESPN New Hampshire preseason a while, how I wanted him to be the guy to really step up and be that guy coming into the year to fill a void that this team needs. It's that consistent shot, whether that be behind the arc or a 15-foot jumper, something like that. And I think he did that tonight. He showed that confidence that you saw throughout the preseason, summer league, all those games that don't mean anything.
Right.
You saw that confidence come back, and you saw him be consistent with that. And finally, in a game that matters, in a good game that mattered, you saw him step up and play confident all night.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Celtics post-game show, ESPN New Hampshire, 912.50 on your AM dial up in the Granite State. Of course, also on CLNS Radio, clnsradio.com. After the show, available on the CLNS Radio free mobile app. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at CLNS Radio. I'm at CLNS_Nick, and he's at Jared. Where are you at? Jared Scal basketball.
At Jay Scal Radio 18. I love Marcus Smart. Hate Kelly Olynyk. That's my Twitter handle.
He's at. He loves Kelly Olynyk now. Wait a minute. Did you just flip now? You like Kelly Olynyk or just tonight?
Just tonight.
Okay, all right. I'll give it to you.
I don't like him long term. I told you.
Well,
that.
You hope to. You hope to, though.
We'll see. That'd be nice. I mean, it'd be nice if he could turn to something.
Welcome to the Boston Celtics postgame show. Our opening segment is powered by Indochino, whose made-to-measure suits will have you looking like $1 million. But with our promo code GARDEN, a $1,000 suit will cost you only $389. That's 50% off, Celtics fans. Visit their Boston showroom on Newbury Street to get fitted for your made-to-measure suit, and you can start looking as sharp as Chris Forsberg, Jimmy Toscano, and Jared Weiss on last night's Garden Report. Did you pick up on that, Scally? Forsberg
crashed the Garden Report. That was great.
Oh, he's the best, man. He is great. Go to Indochino.com. That's Indochino. Use the promo code GARDEN, spelled just like Garden. Stop by their Newbury Street location. Mention Garden. You'll get your made-to-measure suit and your big 50% discount upon visiting and purchasing. I'm going to be doing that this coming week when I get up to Boston. So, Jared, what is the only down point in this game? I mean, what comes out and pops out at you as a potential concern or negative? Anything coming out of here?
I think they still let up way too many points. Against the Pacers team that doesn't have Paul George. I think that they played better defensively. I think that second half they really buckled down, but it was still a slow start for them. This team has a habit of getting out slowly, and you saw it. They were up, they were down by 10, they were up down by 5. They couldn't seem to creep back into it. The reason why they got back into this game was a 13-0 run to end the first half. And that's where their defense started to pick it up more. And then obviously you saw it flow in as the rest of the night went on. But this team, man, Nick, they really got to like get some smelling salts before the game. Maybe take a shot, of Fireball or something. Like
something.
they need to figure out how to get out before like halftime.
Yeah. Because when you get, we talked about it a bit again on the pregame show, talked about how they've played against poor defensive teams. So their offense looks glaringly good, but you get off the slow starts against top-tier teams, and you are not coming back. We saw it the other night against a non-top-tier team when the Celtics couldn't even get 10 points up in the first quarter against the Wizards.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so I think Celtics fans have a good reason tonight to be happy, to be positive, kind of celebrating a well-fought win. But there's still concerns. I agree. That's the question I asked to get the answer you gave. Too many points given up. 99 points in this game again without Paul George. Way too many points for a Boston Celtics team that was, I think, fifth in the league in defense last year.
Yeah, they were up there. I think it was five, maybe four. I think it was five, though.
Fourth or fifth, and I think they're like sitting somewhere around 29th this year. So, long way to go. We talked about it on the pregame show. Al Horford, who's getting ever so close to returning, he's going to be a big help on the defensive end, especially with the communication and kind of, I don't know how you put it on the pregame show, orchestrating the defense
taking charge. I think that orchestrating the defense is a good way to put it. I think that's how I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Gary Washburn tweeting out, Isaiah Thomas is walking to be examined along with head trainer Ed Lassert, presumably an MRI or X-ray. Stay tuned.
Oh, good.
Interesting.
That's what I like to hear.
That's perfect.
good news. More good news.
Great
the Celtics locker room.
And there it goes. all that great feelings, and I did not see Isaiah get injured in this game. Did he get injured?
I didn't notice anything. He looked fine throughout the whole game.
I'm sure Nick right now is researching that as we speak. Twitter's kind of blowing up with what's going on with Isaiah, so we'll stay tuned for that. Celtics postgame show, CLNS Radio, clnsradio.com. That's ESPN New Hampshire, 912.50 on the dial up in the Granite State. also streaming live on TuneIn and ESPNNHradio.com. We will be opening the Movement toll-free call line shortly. Again, they are toll-free, 347-215-7771. Toll-free, 347-215-7771. We will take your calls throughout this 60 to 90-minute broadcast. Jared, I think we have yet to decide if we'll go the full 90 tonight.
It's a deciding process. We're under review. It's a long under review. It's like a play in the NFL. It's just going to take 4 hours to review it. we'll figure it out. We'll decide on the wrong the right. But it's got a good game to talk about, Nick. And actually, one thing I did want to bring up to you, and we can start a little bit now, but Marcus Smart, what do you think the Celtics record is when Marcus Smart starts?
Oh, man. It's good, obviously, because you're bringing it up.
Of course it is.
You tell me. What are you talking, this year or all time?
All time in his career.
Oh, man, I don't know. Just go ahead. It's over five, obviously well over 500.
They are 31-19 when Marcus Smart starts in basketball games for them. I don't know what it is, and I don't know if you noticed this or not, but obviously this is me being kind of biased because I'm a huge fan of his, but I think that he just kind of shows up a little more when he starts, and then this might just be a mentality thing of he feels more important.
He certainly wants to start. You made it very clear on
Tuesday. Yeah. So I think once he's getting his chance to start, and obviously as in the past he's gotten his chance to start, he plays a lot better. I think he plays more comfortably, and he wants to play against other teams' best of talent, and that's when he gets the chance to do so.
Well, and with Jay Crowder's return looming, not looking good for Marcus Smart to continue to start. Because who goes to the bench at that point if Marcus Smart starts? Isaiah Thomas is clearly never going back to the bench. Avery Bradley does not play well off the bench. So you got to stick with Smart coming in off the bench.
I mean, you could go small, start Crowder at the four, Marcus Smart at the three. You know, all could be.
I like that one. I like that lineup in against certain teams. Tonight they went small and it worked out well.
Yeah, I think at this point they've been forced to go small a lot just because, you know, they are small. Well, yeah, but they also don't have Al Horford and Jay Crowder, so they really got to go small to play their best players. So when they're healthy, they don't need to go that small. I'm just trying to force them into the starting lineup at this point. But I think overall he's going to be a bench player on the team. That's what he is. But I think just he needs to bring that same intensity that he does to the starting lineup but when he goes back to the bench.
I never could really understand why players get so fixated on starting. I mean, I know it's cliche. I know the coaches.
They're NBA players, Nick. They're egotistical.
Yeah, but it's just cliche, but it is about who finishes the game, isn't it? I mean, especially on the Celtics with that great tradition of six men. I mean, you look at a guy like Marcus Smart. I think to myself, man, like, he should be able to dominate team second units.
Oh, he should be. And I think that's the mentality thing that we were just touching on. He needs to have that same mentality when he wants to play against the league's best. He has to have that same mentality when he comes in the other half and when he comes off the bench to play the guys who he should be able to dominate because he's good enough to start in this league for most teams. So I think that he just needs to change the mentality around. I don't know if that's a Brad Stevens getting his ear thing or a veteran getting in his ear, but this is his third season in the league now. Obviously, we know that's a transition year for people in the NBA to really kind of get a grasp of what's going on. They need to start developing this. He needs to start stepping up, and every time he steps on the court.
In the pregame show,
James Young right there. Hey, James Young is right there, right?
Yeah. We talked about it on the pregame show. The potential of, you know, will Isaiah Thomas be on this team when it's time for the Brinks truck to roll up? And I got to tell you, if Isaiah wasn't so fixated on starting, I'd pay Isaiah to be the sixth man. He'd be the most incredible sixth man in the NBA. He's proven that, but he's never going back to the bench. It's another situation.
No.
So no way he's made it so overtly clear. And so now you're looking at that quandary, you know, Avery Bradley, Isaiah Thomas, Marcus Smart, and they're all three of them are looking to get paid at the end of this year.
Yeah, they are, which is really troubling. I've been talking about this on the pregame show here with you guys, just on my show as well. I'm pretty sure Isaiah Thomas might be the odd man out just because he might don't have to get paid too much. I know the bird right things comes into play, but I think just overall, he might be your best trade chip as well to really push the tempo in a trade talk to get one of those superstars here that Danny Ainge is really pushing for.
Well, we talked about this as well tonight. Any major trade that's going to be mentioned is going to be mentioned with the name Jay Crowder. No question. And Danny's
but it won't happen. We did talk about that before the game. It won't happen.
Danny will not part with Jay Crowder, and understandably so. We talked about it on the pregame show. I mean, it's a situation where, you know, tonight was probably the first time I saw the Celtics play with any sort of real intensity since Crowder went out. You know, excluding last night, Friday night's game, again, blowout against the Knicks. They played well. It was a fun game at home on a Friday night. Tonight could have easily been a Celtics loss. I was very concerned coming into this game, especially with the Pacers having dropped that ugly game versus the Sixers just the night before.
Oh, I know. And that's obviously a tough loss for them, and the Sixers got their first win. Good for them. Hurrah. But
hooray.
Hurrah, hooray. Tomatoes, tomato. so I looked at this game tonight. I had two ways to look at it, and it was either the Pacers can come in and be disappointed and all annoyed that they lost that game and they just kind of fall even more into a hole. And, of course, the Celtics then would hopefully beat them. But also, they would have came out with a vengeance, and they did. They played really well. Celtics seemed like they were kind of sluggish to start, and that's been a problem. They need to figure out a way to get out of their own way. And then they need to kind of figure out how to get faster starts. And that could have been the way that didn't happen. They could have ended up really falling asleep after last night, or they could have wake up and start. I mean, I didn't expect them to start fast, Nick, because they didn't. But mm-hmm. definitely disappointing. But I'm still impressed the way they play tonight, and I'm still impressed that they were able to beat a team like Indiana, who we all say is good, and they have the talent there. So it just Indiana, one of those nights where they didn't really show up. We talk about the Celtics always wanting to give 110% every night. I don't think the Pacers gave 110% for most of this game. But they did towards the end, and they did fight to the end. So credit to the Pacers, obviously a good team, but Celtics were able to get the most of them.
Boston Celtics defeat the Indiana Pacers down in Indiana, 105-99. Celtics postgame show, CLNS Radio, ESPN New Hampshire, 900-1250 on your dial. Streaming ESPNNewHampshireRadio.com, ESPNNHRadio.com. We are going to open up the toll-free call lines. It's the Movement Watches toll-free call lines, 347-215-7771. You'll hear more about Movement Watches in just a minute. We'll come back, open the call lines, and talk a bit about the road ahead, because the Celtics have a full slate of games ahead of them. Pelicans Sunday, Mavs Wednesday, and then Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break.
This is Jared Weiss from The Garden Report, and I am here to talk to you about Indochino, whose made-to-measure suits will have you looking like $1 million, but with our promo code GARDEN, will cost you just $389. So visit their showroom on Newbury Street in the Back Bay in Boston today to get fitted for your made-to-measure suit, and you can start looking as sharp as we do on the Garden Report Celtics postgame show. We visited the showroom to get fitted, and it was an amazing experience, and we got an amazing, perfectly fitting shirt. So go to Indochino.com and use the promo code GARDEN to get your made-to-measure suit today. That's Indochino, Indochino. com, and use the promo code GARDEN to get your made-to-measure suit today.
Hi, this is Larry H. Russell with a message on behalf of the network. As a leading online provider of audio-video coverage of the Boston Celtics, CLNS Radio delivers fans the most provocative discussion and analysis from the most noted personalities in the Celtics realm of the World Wide Web. Home to the number one rated weekly podcast which covers the NBA's winningest franchise, Celtics Beat is released first thing every Sunday morning. We deliver the most unique and informed vantage point and the lowdown on all things Boston Celtics from players, league executives, and the biggest names in the national basketball media. And it doesn't end there. The original Celtics podcast, Celtics Stuff Live, is back and better than ever before. Available Mondays on CLNSradio.com, Internet Radio Pioneers, and Celtics Diehards, John Duke and Justin Poulin go heavy on Boston basketball. With fun and engaging dialogue, CSL interacts with fans with weekly tweet and mailbags, all while featuring guests that are of the most familiar voices to Celtics Nation. Basketball in Boston is white hot this NBA season, and you don't want to miss any of this. Download the free CLNS Radio mobile app now, available for your iPhone and Android.
Celtics post-game show, CLNS Radio, clnsradio.com, ESPN New Hampshire, ESPNNH.com. I'm Nick Gelso, joined by Jared Scally and Nick Sacento. Jared, I don't know, that music put me in like, I almost fell asleep.
Happy place?
Man. It's so relaxed. It's in a good,
euphoric place.
Yeah, in a euphoric place. Good tunes, Nick Sacento behind the glass. He's spinning the records tonight. And the Celtics defeat the Indiana Pacers 105-99. We're breaking down all the action. The toll-free call lines are now open. They're the Movement Watchers toll-free call lines. And they're at 347-215-7771. Again, that number is 347-215-7771. The phone lines are brought to you by Movement Watches. While department store watches start at $400 to $500, the good folks over at Movement Watches have taken the middleman out of the equations, and they're passing the savings directly on to you, me, Jared, the consumers. Movement Watches are sleek, they're slick, they're fashionable, they're sexy, and most importantly, they are affordable. Starting at just $95, go to, love the name, mvmtwatches.com/Celtics Beat for 15% off your first order with free shipping, free returns as well. That's mvmtwatches.com/Celtics Beat. Jared, before we go to the road ahead, let's focus in a little bit more because we talked briefly about James Young, but I think he deserves a bit more of our attention after going 5 of 6 from the field, 2 of 3 from three, and notching 12 points, man, even pulled down 3 boards.
I think the biggest number for me is he played 16 minutes. Like, has James Young ever played 16 minutes in an NBA game in his life?
I don't know if he's ever played with the Red Claws. I'm not sure.
Okay, no, Fat Bello got like 30 minutes a night at the Red Claws. So I think James Young played over at the in Maine. But, 16 minutes for James Young. And give Brad Stevens credit, because when I saw him come in the second quarter, I double-took at the TV here in the station. And
everybody
just questioned what was going on. And then credit, he played well. And even more credit, Brad stuck with him. You know, like he saw something he liked and it saw something that worked for this team, was a part of that 13-0 run. And then he went, you know what, you're playing really well. Go back in there. And he let him play. And you might see more James Young come the next game, Nick. He played really well tonight. He was consistent. I think the biggest sign of maturity that I saw tonight was the fact that he left a wide open three. He normally he would take it in a heartbeat. He left a wide open three, good hesitation dribble, went to his left hand, took it to the rim and put in a, and that's a sign of a player really maturing, because, you know, young kids want to high fly, shoot the three, and always want to do that. That's what he's been. And people forget he came in this league very young. I think he was 19 when he came in. He's maturing, and he's maturing in front of our eyes. And I think tonight was a good step in the right direction for any James Young fans out there.
We chuckle a little bit about the Red Claws, but Maine has been a godsend for guys like Terry Rozier. You're seeing the maturity now of James Young. Don't forget Avery Bradley really matured up in Maine. I mean, that he came back from Portland a different player, primarily defensively, and we then got glimpses of his offensive game. And a lot of that, I do believe, has to do with the program up in Portland, Maine, and guys like, you saw Rozier, he dominated last year in the D-League, and I think James Young has really benefited from 2 seasons there, and we may see minutes for him, and I'm happy for the young man, because he's gotten a lot of grief from Celtics fans, but he's even gotten some public, subtle Danny Ainge style jarring by Danny Ainge.
Yep. Yeah, he has. And maybe that's what he needed, because he's playing really well. And like you said, Maine has done really well for most people. Only can do so much for Matt Fabello. But I think that Terry Rozier, clear example, done really well so far. Like you said, Avery Bradley, prime example. Nick, he's done – James Young has done something that I didn't expect him to do. One, crack 15 minutes in the score sheet for playing time, but also – like
in November.
In November, yeah. Not even in the preseason or summer league.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not July. I'm not going to the beach after this. I'm not going to the beach tomorrow, Nick. Remember that. I'm not pulling out the swim trunks tomorrow. Look, I was shocked to see him play. I think we all were. But I really do think that this might be something that we see more and more of, as he provided a great spark off the bench today. Consistent all around, played decent defense, not great, but he's not known for that. And that's going to come, I think, more over time. He'll be a decent defender, just enough to keep himself on the court maybe. But his offensive game has proved well. He made some good passes tonight. He was completely aware that Isaiah Thomas was going to pass him the ball when he was cutting low and Isaiah Thomas was going up for a three. Ends up passing the ball down to James Young to get a dunk. Easy 2 points there. So he's becoming more aware. He's becoming more available to the offense.
That would have smacked him in the face last season, that ball.
That would have smacked the cornrows right off his head. Like, that, it was so bad last year and the year before. And that's why the jokes came. And the jokes are fair, because he wasn't getting better. And that's why everyone probably double took tonight to the TV when we saw him go in.
Celtics postgame show, CLNS Radio, CLNSradio.com, ESPN New Hampshire. I'm Jared. You're Jared Scally.
I'm Jared. Come on now.
You're Jared. Everybody wants to be Jared, man. You're Jared. I'm Nick. Behind the glass is also Nick. We're going to go and get his thoughts very shortly. Before we do that, we're talking a bit about James Young. We're talking about Brad Stevens having the confidence to stick with James Young. And if there's one thing that's kind of Brad has proved over the years, is that what's going for him, he sticks with, no matter who you are. He'll give you the opportunity. If you're performing, he'll stay with it. And if you're not, he won't. And there's guys tonight where matchups just maybe didn't work out. Jaylen Brown, for one, under 7 minutes. He had a big donut for points. And nothing against Jaylen. I just think it just was not working tonight, and Brad went away from it.
Yeah, I think that people have to realize, again, Jaylen's a rookie. I think so much hype's been put on him since he started to show some flashes of what he can do. He's going to have these moments, especially against a better team like Indiana, who can put some pressure on the kid. Like we've talked about over and over now, they haven't played too many great teams, you know, defensively. So now he's going to start to see some tougher teams. You know, they're playing Dallas next week. They're playing Golden State next week. So intriguing to see how he can handle a game like those games, because now he's going to start to see some pressure and people are going to start game planning for him to what he can do. They have an idea of what his strengths are even more now, seeing some film on him in the NBA. So Jaylen Brown lovers, I'm one of them. I think he's a good player, but just we got to start dialing expectations down a little bit for the kid and expect him to start making more rookie mistakes, because now there's going to be more pressure put on him.
You mentioned the Mavericks and Golden State before the Celtics return to TD Garden. They make a stopover in New Orleans against the Pelicans. What are you looking at for that game? Can the Celtics pull three consecutive wins and then go home and face the Mavs?
Can we take Anthony Davis's knees out? Can we knees out?
Quite honestly, yeah, that's where I'm going.
He's like, so good.
And not only is he so good, but, I mean, the Celtics, I don't know what they're averaging rebounding-wise this season, but Anthony Davis alone, he alone may exceed the entire Celtics rebounding output.
I would guess yes, and I can look that up. Maybe Nick can too. Anthony Davis, we knew he was going to be a star player when he came out first. When he came out top in the draft, you know, he had a great college career. But you're really starting to see why people thought that now. He's coming into his own. This year has been a monster for him. If Celtics fans keep rooting for the Pelicans to lose, just keep rooting for them to lose.
Yeah, because he's going to get tired of it.
The more they lose, the more he's sick of that, like Nick said, and the more chance maybe they'd be willing to start over and trade him, because that's someone who obviously he fits well anywhere. He's that kind of player, but you put him on the Celtics team and he has that effect. and he's someone that can take you over the top right away with this roster. Not saying it's going to happen. That's a huge pipe dream, and I'm just that's me being a green teamer for 5 seconds. But that's something you want to keep an eye on because I think that would be someone.
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean.
You think that could actually happen? Nick, come on. You think that could actually happen?
I think it could. I mean, it depend. No, I think it definitely could happen depending on what Danny Ainge is willing to part with. I think it all comes down to Danny, what he's willing to part with. And then on top of that, how opposing GMs, how the Pelicans are not going to want to get punked by Danny. I mean, I think that's always this conversation is so overdone. But look at the Pelicans, 1-9 right now. Anthony Davis, what he's going how long is he going to stand for that? And the Celtics are a perfect fit for him.
Anthony Davis is averaging 31 points per game while averaging 11 rebounds per game.
That's incredible. Now think about that.
So he's doing phenomenal, of course.
Of course.
I think
Yeah,
that's insane, especially on a 1-9 team. I know the points aren't kind of have to be there because he's probably doing all the scoring.
Right.
But being able to do a rebound like that against teams who are probably, a lot better than him and his team. Anthony Davis is someone obviously would fit well here. Nick, do you think, because you mentioned Danny Ainge having to see how much you would part ways with. We talked about Jay Crowder pre-game and a little bit post-game. Jay Crowder would probably have to be included in the deal for Anthony Davis. Do you think Danny Ainge would do it if Jay Crowder was involved? Do you think he'd pull the trigger on Anthony Davis?
I think so. I think bigs like that are not easy to come by today. I think if you get an opportunity at it, and it depends on who you're packaging it with. I mean, what are you talking, the picks and Crowder? I mean, who's going in that trade?
The picks, Crowder,
I mean, they're
not
doing that trade up. Crowder and Isaiah Thomas. That's still not going to work. With the pick? Oh, wow. Get the man behind the glass in here. I think I'd pull the trigger on that. Bring Sesento in here. Nick, you there?
What's up?
Would you pull the trigger on that move?
What's that? A move involving Isaiah Thomas, the first-round Nets pick, and Jay Crowder?
For Anthony Davis.
For Anthony Davis, I don't think that money even works. I think you'd have to throw in a whole lot more, at least not on the current contract that Isaiah Thomas has.
Okay, don't worry about the money. Don't worry about the money.
Well, if we're not worrying about the money, then, I mean, why don't we just trade for, any player, just throw out any player out there and just, grab one, trade for Paul George while we're at it.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, Nick, let's rephrase it this way then for you. If would you be willing to give up Jay Crowder and Isaiah Thomas in some sort of deal with Anthony Davis coming back?
I think Anthony Davis is a unique, one-of-a-kind player. Sure, I think that, he's clearly an MVP caliber player. Isaiah Thomas isn't quite there, but at the same time, Isaiah Thomas gives you 26 points a game, somewhere around 6 assists, 3 rebounds. I mean, Isaiah Thomas is having a pretty solid career year of his own. So, I mean, it really depends on whether you want to blow up the team and then add Anthony Davis, but be missing a lot of the depth that we have, including Jay Crowder, who is, a 15-point-a-game type of guy. He gives you that grit, kind of has that, that soul, that feel that you kind of got from KG a little bit, in the past. He's that type of player. So, I don't know. I'm on the fence about that one. I think in the end, I think you have to pull the trigger on that trade because Anthony Davis is that, once-in-a-lifetime type of player. But, I mean, it would really deplete the team and it would change the entire face of the team and probably the way the team plays as well. And it would raise the question, why go after Al Horford for max money, a 30-year-old center that's, had a serious injury in that pectoral tear a couple of years ago, and, then just to come back and, go for Anthony Davis?
Because I think Al Horford plays the four at this point. I mean, they're interchangeable.
Like
he would like to. But here's the thing. I understand everything you're saying, and I'm not saying Anthony Davis is the answer. I mean, come on. We're right now in basketball fantasy land. We're on Fantasy Island here with, tattoos.
Fun place to be.
It is fun. Ricardo Montalban is going to jump out at any point here. But I think what we're all trying to say here is that, the team that is constantly – as it's currently constituted, as it's constructed, is not going to win a championship. I don't think they could compete to the Eastern Conference Finals without picking up a big man that can rebound. And I think maybe Anthony Davis, I mean, certainly he is that guy.
Oh, sure, definitely. I mean, he would be that guy for any team. He's probably
right.
the best big man in the league. I don't think that's a question. It's a matter of, does he want to come here? Do the Pelicans want Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder in that pick? I mean, that's a pretty nice haul. Clearly, with, you know, like I said, in stepping out of fantasy land for a second, the money doesn't quite match up. And knowing Danny Ainge, I think what Danny Ainge is going to end up doing is something a whole lot smaller than that. I think he's probably going to look at somebody like Nerlens Noel. Omri Caspi is coming up on, you know, the block. I think the Kings want to get rid of him and or Willie Cauley-Stein. I think those are the guys that you're going to be looking at to, you know, supplement Al Horford in the front court, as opposed to the big blockbuster trades of, you know, Anthony Davis.
That's what I see happening. Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you there. I think it's a fun conversation to have, but I think in reality, that's the way Danny Ainge operates, and really, that's all this team needs. It needs a roster tweak. It needs an addition of rebounding. It doesn't need a complete superstar overhaul. I would agree. So let's take our final break of the evening. We'll come back, talk about the road ahead, give our closing thoughts, and say goodnight, baby. So ESPN New Hampshire, Celtics postgame show, CLNSradio.com. We'll be right back and on the other side of the break. Hey, this is Nick Gelso, the founder of CLNS Radio, and I just want to take a moment to talk to you about Movement Watches. Movement Watches, if you haven't heard of this company, it started by two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them. So what did they do? They started their own company. As you know, CLNS Radio was founded by a bunch of Celtics fans way back in 2009, and from there we started a company that made a career out of it, so we can absolutely relate to the owners of Movement Watches. And let me tell you, I purchased the Chrono Gunmetal watch. This watch is so sleek, black stainless steel, it's light, it's versatile, it's great for dress occasions or even casual affairs. A little bit more about Movement Watches. They start at $95. I purchased the Chrome Gunmetal watch for under $100, and I know with the watch I purchased, you're looking at $400 to $500 in a department store. So give yourself a big discount right in time for the holidays. You can get 15% off today with free shipping, and if you don't like the watch, guess what? You can return it for free. All you have to do is go to movementwatches.com/Celticsbeat. Wait a second, even the name is cool. It's spelled MVMTwatches.com/Celticsbeat. Again, go to MVMTwatches.com/Celticsbeat.
CLNS Radio's leading online coverage of the Boston Celtics now even more comprehensive than ever. From the Celtics postgame show to the Garden Report to CSL and to Celticsbeat, CLNS Radio's Boston Celtics news feed provides narrated breaking news, game recaps, and news and notes for the NBA's winningest franchise, all provided in real time. Don't have the time to surf the web or search engines and plunge your head into your computer or smartphone to read up on all the latest on the Celtics? No problem. Multitask while listening to CLNS's Celtics newsfeed. And for the 2016-17 NBA campaign, the Boston Celtics pregame report with myself, Larry H. Russell, will be released on the newsfeed on game days at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, making it the first pregame report to air anywhere. We will give you a featured interview from someone providing opposing insight, pregame notes, and go on a Celtics draft pick watch, all in just 12 minutes or less. Available on the Boston Celtics newsfeed on iTunes and Stitcher and the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app.
I'm Jared Weiss, host of the Garden Report Celtics postgame show, which is the only full-length, high-definition postgame show shot in the Garden after every Celtics home game. I'm joined by a rotating crew of some of the best reporters covering the Celtics after every game. The Garden Report takes you inside the locker room with player and coach interviews in full high definition. So subscribe to the CLNS Radio YouTube channel by going to youtube.com/CLNSradio to catch every episode of the Garden Report and every full-length coach and player press conference at each Celtics home game. You can also listen to The Garden Report and all the player interviews as a podcast by subscribing to The Garden Report on iTunes and Stitcher or by visiting the CLNS Radio app in the App Store.
Hi, this is Larry H. Russell with a message on behalf of the network. As the leading online provider of audio-video coverage of the Boston Celtics, CLNS Radio delivers fans the most provocative discussion and analysis from the most noted personalities in the Celtics realm of the World Wide Web. Home to the number one rated weekly podcast which covers the NBA's winningest franchise, Celtics Beat is released first thing every Sunday morning. We deliver the hottest of takes and get the lowdown on all things Celtics from players, league executives, and the biggest names in the national basketball media. And it doesn't end there. The original Celtics podcasters John Duke and Justin Poulin have returned. Available Mondays on CLNSradio.com, Celtics Stuff Live is back and better than ever before with featured guests that are the most familiar voices to Celtics Nation. Basketball in Boston is heating up, and you don't want to miss any of this. Download the CLNS Radio mobile app now. Available for your iPhone and Android.
I'd like to take a minute and tell you about Audible.com, Celtics Stuff Live's newest sponsor. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook along with a 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audible.com/try now and browse the selection of audio programs. Download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Audible is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the Internet. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, along with business information providers. One great selection I'd recommend is Bob Ryan's Scribe, which is narrated by Bob himself. Just go to audible.com/try now to redeem your free audiobook along with a 30-day trial membership. That's audible.com/try now. Get started today.
CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio visual coverage for your Boston Celtics. 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. Let's pause for a programming note, and well, we won't really pause. I'm just going to tell you about it. on the CLNS mobile app right now is Celtic Stuff Live. Episode dropped last night with Jared Weiss, Celtics locker room reporter for Celtics blog and CLNS Radio. Some great talk there. Also, the play-by-play voice of the Maine Red Claws, giving us a Maine Red Claws preview as their season is just opening up as well. So check out Celtic Stuff Live on iTunes, Stitcher, CLNS mobile app. Also, tomorrow, that's Sunday, 5 a.m., Celtics Beat will drop with Isaiah Thomas as the guest, this being the Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas.
The real Isaiah Thomas.
Pistons. The real Isaiah Thomas. And he actually has some really unbelievably cool things to say about Jaylen Brown. Obviously, he helped him train in the offseason. They're very, very close. He had really interesting things to say about Jaylen. So definitely worth the listen. That'll drop tomorrow, probably somewhere around 6 a.m. Get it on the CLNS mobile app, of course, clnsradio.com, as well as iTunes and Stitcher. And then right here, ESPN New Hampshire, tomorrow between 11 and 1 a.m., the Sunday 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., the Sunday sit-down with that guy on
this
the
guy.
Other side of the mic, Jared Scally. Man, what do you got going on tomorrow?
I got a lot going on. Actually, our very own Josue Pavone, as well as EEI Celtics writer, is going to join us 11:20 to talk some Celtics, well as if you're a Patriots fan on this network, you're also going to hear Phil A. Perry from Comcast Sportsnet as well.
Very nice. Very nice. So we got and then, of course, tomorrow's Patriots taking on the Seahawks. So
yep.
You'll be previewing that game as well.
Exactly.
And the Celtics will be traveling over to New Orleans to face the Pelicans on Monday evening. Obviously, the Pelicans 1-9. I think we could go around the horn here, Jared. You, me, Nick, I think we'll all say the Celtics should take that game.
Yes. That's it.
Yes.
Anthony Davis is going to go off, I'm sure. He's going to play well. He's going to do the double-double thing he always does, and then they're going to win. So they're 1-9. They're not a good team. All they have is Anthony Davis.
That's it. Nick, agree?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, again, Anthony Davis is what they have. I think we have a deeper roster. I hope that Al Horford, whatever it is that's going on with him, I mean, it's pretty incredible that, you know, he got a concussion, I don't know, how, over a week ago. It's been a while. So what has he been doing, playing football? I mean, he's been out for a long time for a basketball player. I mean, I haven't heard of a concussion like this since Fab Mello was hitting his head on a bathroom door in a hotel, you know.
Well, don't forget about Scal's concussion when he had the there was like a supersonic alien headband on. Remember that a couple years back? You know, like a crazy Velcro headband. Only Scal. Truth be told, concussions are weird, right? They're whacked out. You got to be careful, especially everything going on with the NFL. And the NBA protocol has gotten quite strict. Al practiced today, I think, and warmed up tonight. Didn't he, Jared? Didn't you report that?
Yeah, I saw reports and some videos and things like that. He was warming up and shooting and looked good before the game. There were some reports that he could have played tonight, but then they made a decision not to play him. But he's on the trip, so he could potentially play Monday.
He's on the trip, and I think that says something because he has not sat on the bench while being out. He's been at the arena. Jared Weiss spoke with him last night prior to the next game, but he's not been like Crowder on the bench. So the fact that he's traveling with the team, the Celtics are either wanting to practice him or are clearly looking to play him in one of the two road games on this trip. So we will see if Al will make his return on Monday. If not, I think we could definitely count on Al Horford being in uniform on Wednesday versus the Mavs, which again should be a Celtics win. And then, of course, there's Kevin Durant is coming to Boston on Friday of next week. Will the Bluebirds
be
out?
That'll be fun. Of course they're going to be out, Nick. Of course, yeah, you're going to be there, right?
I'm going to be covering that one, baby. I'll be on the Garden Report. I can't boo when you're covering the game. You can't boo.
Well, go get a beer sneakily and then boo. And then
sneakily.
Go back.
I'll use a little strategery and get a beer sneakily.
I'm going to make up words. It's okay. No, look, that game is going to be fun to watch, I think. I'd expect Al Horford to be back for that game. If he's on this trip, I'd have to be shocked if he doesn't play at that point. That game will be fun. Mavericks game will be fun. The Bluebirds will definitely be out for Golden State. Maybe Kelly Olynyk, too, because apparently he didn't do his job to convince him to come to Boston. So maybe he should wear that tie-dye shirt to the game, and maybe that'll help them win.
That was probably the highlight, besides Al Horford and getting oh so close to bringing Kevin Durant to Boston, Kelly Olynyk being at that meeting and the many Snapchat snapshots of Olynyk in the tie-dye took the cake, man. If this wasn't on ESPN Radio, I might make another comment or two, but I'll leave it at that.
Leave that one be.
I'm going to leave that one be. We're going to get ready to wrap up, fellas. Nick, do you have any – we're right about – at the 60-second mark, so give us your closing thoughts in about a 15-second snippet.
Yeah, just like to disagree slightly with my man Jared here. I think that the recent two-game win streak is attributed to Kelly Olynyk being brought into the starting lineup as opposed to Marcus Smart.
Ooh.
Because if we look at Marcus Smart's stats tonight, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 for 11 shooting, that's 34%, 0 for 2 from 3. That's just not a very good game at all, as opposed to Kelly Olynyk, who really blew it up both tonight and last night. Kelly Olynyk gets the credit. Marcus Smart does not, at least not tonight.
Hey, Marcus Smart had a great game defensively, so
he played very well defensively. I thought so, too. Didn't show up in the box score. I'm not a Marcus Smart fan. I agree with Nick, though. KO is definitely the difference.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Crickets. Hey, Nick, I agree with you for once.
I'm not agreeing with you, so I'm not going to respond.
Guys, I think we'll call it a night. Celtics. Yeah, man. It's Geno time, baby. The Celtics rip.
Where's KG?
The Indiana Pacers, 105-99. Beat them by 6 on the road. They're heading out to New Orleans to play the Pelicans on Monday. CLNS Radio will have the call. Matt Rory will be your lead host. I know Nick Sesento will be there. I may be there. We'll see. And then, of course, I'll be up in Boston covering the Mavs and Celtics and Warriors and Celtics. Looking forward to it. So the post-game show tonight will be available on demand by searching CLNS Radio, Boston Celtics post-game show on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Radio mobile app for podcasts. Also, follow CLNS on social media, at CLNS Radio. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/CLNS fans. Also, don't forget ESPNRadioNH.com. That's at ESPNNH on Twitter and / ESPN New Hampshire on Facebook. Today's show was brought to you by MVMT Movement Watches. That's MVMTWatches.com/CelticsFeet. Go there. Use the promo code CelticsFeet for 15% off. Don't forget about Audible Podcasts /try now for a free audiobook. For executive producer Larry H. Russell, program director Justin Pullen, and me, the founder of the network, I'm Nick Gelso. Don't forget my co-host Jared Scally here tonight and Nick Sesento. We'll see you all back here Monday night when the Celtics take on the Pelicans, and we are out of here. Good night, ESPN New Hampshire.
Cheers.